This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
508 DGS, weird day. The impeachment trial is beginning. It's mostly preliminary stuff, fighting over how they're going to fight. We haven't carried any of it yet. A few people calling in. Greg and Martin are on hold. We'll get to them in a second. If you'd like to call, 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. Seculo's up there. Rach, why don't we pop him up and just so that we can say we carried some of it.
In the process of ultimately shaping policies and making decisions, and to do so in a way many would be unwilling to express except in private. For these reasons, presidential conversations are presumptively privileged. There's something else about this privilege. Communications made by presidential advisors, again, quoting courts. And by the way, lawsuits? We're talking about the impeachment of a president of the United States, duly elected. And the members, the managers, are complaining about lawyer lawsuits? The Constitution allows lawyer lawsuits. It's disrespecting the Constitution of the United States to even say that in this chamber. Lawyer lawsuits. Here's the law. Communications made by presidential advisors in the course of preparing advice for the president come under the presidential communications privilege, even when these communications are not made directly to the president. Even when they're not made directly to the president, advisor to advisor. Given the need to provide sufficient elbow room for advisors to obtain information from all knowledgeable sources, the privilege must apply both to communications which these advisors solicit and receive from others, as well as those they authorize themselves.
Boring, right?
The privilege must also extend to communications authored or received.
I mean, you guys agree?
Yes.
Pretty boring.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm telling you, the Senate is mom and dad. The House is a bunch of drunk kids. They're a lot more fun. We're so spoiled by the House and all the craziness and all the grandstanding. The Senate's boring.
But to your point earlier, I do find Seculo and the other
Cipollone
professional lawyers on the president's team so much more impressive at just presenting a case.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Than what we have seen.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for that.
To this point.
Martin says, all we're doing is backing the Republicans, and he can tell the truth. Hello, Martin. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
You know, I like to talk to you guys just as Americans, you know, as we go through this process. You know, I've never seen, I'm 50, and there's times that I've voted Republican, and so I put my bio out there. You know, I'm an African-American. I make more than six figures. And I'm spent 10 years in the military. And I'm just really disappointed in how far the Republicans are going to hide these things. I don't care if you want to charge Obama with something. He had his time in court. Clinton had her time in court. Trump has had more than 100 people around him charged. Can we stop trying to act like we don't have a problem? And you guys are also Americans, and you should hold yourself to a standard that you don't let blatant lies just go. Part of America is supposed to be the president can't just do anything anytime he wants to. We have a problem in the White House. We've had three Russian ambassadors in the past year, and you guys keep trying to defend Trump. You kind of remind me of the story about the forest that thought the axe was his friend wooden handle.
Martin, which guys? Me or our show or 97.1? Who?
As I listen to you, like, for example, you listed as a lawyer that there's nothing to see here. And I find that horrible. I mean, I saw lots of things here that concerned me as an American. Are you telling me that nothing Trump is doing is concerning you?
No.
Is Trump the only guy you guys have to stand behind?
No. Here's what I said. Maybe you weren't.
This is horrible.
Maybe you weren't listening when I said this. I think he did it. I don't know what he did. I don't know how deep it goes, but I've been saying
we know lots of things that he's done.
No. Let me talk.
Don't jump off the bus on this. We know lots of things Trump has done. He's paid prostitutes. He has lied about his taxes. He has attacked other people. I need you Republicans to be Republicans again. Be stand-up people.
But Martin, listen, I have to talk. It's my show. I made the analogy of O.J. Simpson. We all know, and I'm sure you agree, that O.J. Simpson cut his ex-wife's head off. We know that. But then you also...
But we're not talking about O.J. We're not talking about a killer. We're talking about the president
Martin,
of the United States.
Martin, analogy. Martin, let him get through it.
It's called an analogy. So
it's horrible, starting off. Don't use O.J. because I'm black. I don't want you to use another one.
Oh,
I have a master's degree. I'm very intelligent. Use something else.
Martin, for love of God. You were impressive until you just told me how smart you were.
What I'm asking you is don't try to use O.J. Simpson as you have. I'm sure you have deeper analogies than O.J. Simpson.
Martin, this is the exact analogy he used early in the show, so he's not bringing it up because he's speaking to a black man. The analogy he used was maybe O.J. did it, but the prosecution did a terrible job of prosecuting him, and that's why he got off. And he's drawing that same comparison to Trump. Trump definitely.
So you're saying Trump is just getting off? You guys are supporting a criminal getting off.
What do you mean supporting?
Because we didn't support. I didn't support O.J. getting off.
No, we're not.
I'm supporting the crimes that have been committed.
No, he's saying that based on the evidence that the House was able to drum up, they don't have much of a case as it stands.
It wasn't drummed up. It was resented. This wasn't drummed up. Listen to how you characterize these things. You guys aren't being fair and honest. You're kind of like listening to Fox News, and that's even more disappointing.
Okay. I'm disappointed in Martin.
I'm a little disappointed in Martin, too, because every time we tried to make a point,
any time someone tells you how smart they are and how much money they make and what their degree is,
in this situation,
or you can't say this because I'm black.
Have a conversation about it and let the other side get out what they were trying to say. I think of any of the shows on this station, Dave, I can almost guarantee you, you're the only person on this station with the show weekday, weekend, whatever, who's sitting here saying, yeah, I definitely think Trump was up to some shady business in Ukraine. But you're honest enough to say it is on the House and it is on the Democrats to prove what was going on. And we've said in the past, the reason someone like Rudy Giuliani exists is because Donald Trump is an intelligent person, and he knows how to work through people.
And Martin, if you're as smart as you say you are, they presented two articles. The second article is obscene, whether it's against Trump or Obama or George Washington, because it is obstruction of justice of Congress and the underpinnings of it. And this is where facts matter. It's where the law matters and where me being a lawyer matters, that the whole basis of Article 2 is that he prevailed to defend himself in the courts. Now, that should scare everyone. Smart, stupid, black, white, doesn't matter. That should scare the hell out of everyone, that anyone can be brought up on charges that are solely based on defending themselves in court. Donald Trump, O.J. Simpson, Mark Twain, doesn't matter. Article 2 is 100% that Trump said, I want to go to the courts. That's why the courts are there. So if availing yourself of your rights, whether you're the president or you are a dog catcher, if that in itself is a crime, we're done. Let's just all be done.
I think Martin, I'm disappointed by Martin. That was wrong to say, don't bring up OJ because you're talking to a black dude. Come on. You used the same analogy earlier in the show. Please don't.
It's a little convenient. It's a little on the nose.
To put that on you is so stupid.
It's a little on the nose.
But I think he kind of encapsulates what I'm sitting here. I'm not rooting for the president to be taken out of office, and I'm not rooting for him to stay in. I really just want to know what happened.
Here's what
I
think.
So I'm watching it. Let me finish what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure that Martin just encapsulated what a lot of people on the left are doing, which is going, guys, we all know what it is. And it's like, okay, you can know what it is, but you have to prove what it is. That's why the justice system exists. That's why impeachment exists as it does. You have to prove what you're talking about. We can't all just go like, yep, I'm catching the same vibe. Let's get him out of there. You have to be able to prove it. And whenever you get upset when someone says, okay, how are you going to prove it? Then you don't have much of a case. You haven't built much of a case at that point.
I think that if you got Mulvaney and Perry and Bolton and you injected them all with sodium pentothal, Trump would be done. Because I think he did it. I think that there's proof of it. But again, we all have defenses to put up. It's just the way it is. That's the difference between fantasy and reality. It's the difference between facts and feelings. And the reason this is so important is because next time, Martin, it's not going to be Donald Trump who you hate. It's going to be someone who you love or you yourself. And so everyone has rights. And the whole thing about it's better for 1,000 guilty people to go free than one innocent person to go to jail. That's the way our system is set up. And sometimes it sucks. And I am the only person on 97.1 who will say and has said from the beginning, I think he did it. I don't think Trump gave a rat's ass about Ukraine other than they hurt me. I think they hurt me in 2016. And here's a way to get Biden. I think he did it. But it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what they can prove. And in my opinion, yours can be different. In my opinion, the House did a terrible job. They filed one article that is obscene to the justice system and another one that's convoluted. But I'm not a senator. I don't get to vote. We'll find out what they do. I agree with you that Republicans in general, look, Martin, try being me, that I'm on a station where my politics don't really line up. And anytime I say anything, the least bit critical of the president, it's let's get rid of Glover. He's a Judas goat. He's a terrible liberal. We get someone else in there. I'm so tired of this guy. Simply by saying, I don't think he's the second coming of Jesus. Because I think he's a bad guy. I think he's a bad husband. I think he's probably pulled more dirty stuff than anyone's ever known. But I also think that if you scratch deep enough, most presidents have. And I think he's done a really good job with a lot of things. That's why the economy is booming. And it has flushed Republicans out of the bushes. It's flushed a lot of evangelical Christians out of the bushes, like a Gabe Pfeiffer or Annie, where they have had to say, look, I don't want to marry the guy. I wouldn't want him marrying my daughter. I wouldn't want him to be the pastor at my church. But that's not what I'm electing. I'm electing a president. So long-winded way to say that.
Yeah, I think that was a perfect example of how people are, especially right now when it comes to the political world, are making a lot of assumptions about the group of people that they're talking to, or obviously the radio show that they're calling into. Because I could see him listening to this station at a different time of the day and say, and you, that sentence, you Republicans, I don't know who in this room is a Republican.
Yeah, who in this room identifies as a Republican? Because I don't.
And I mean,
Tony doesn't.
We're the show that gets told on a daily basis that we don't belong here because we don't line up with the values of some of the more conservative people on the station. So to call us and say we're carrying water for the president when the biggest complaint that we get is that
we don't care enough.
We're the only ones that are critical of him.
Let's get a couple of listeners on here, see if I can do this. We have Mark. We have Ken.
I'm next.
Who just said that?
Who said I'm next?
Who said I'm
next?
Is
that Mark?
This is Mark. Yeah,
okay,
I'm in a car with my
wife.
Shut
up, Mark. You'll go when I tell you to. All right, Mark, go ahead. Ken, you jump in wherever
you want. You're right, Mark. You're next.
Okay, we're starting off on the wrong foot here.
Go ahead.
No, I'm a white guy. I'm an independent.
All right, I'm done with you.
I primarily voted Republican. I wanted to vote Republican this last time, and I voted for the guy that, that you guys couldn't support because he wouldn't come on your show, Gary Johnson, because I thought both of the candidates were equally not up to the standards that I would expect for a CEO of my company, let alone a leader of my country.
Agreed. So far we agree.
But, you know, the problem that I have is
double cheeseburger, I'm a professional. I'm an $1 iced tea.
Hey, Ken.
That's not me. I'm not at a drive-thru.
No, that's Ken. You got to mute your phone.
That's Ken.
I didn't know I could jump
food.
In. Sorry.
Ken, get me a taco.
I'll get you a chocolate shake.
Nice.
So I'm
a professional investigator.
No, Ken.
Good,
and I just want to get to the bottom of what's going on.
Agreed to.
The OJ analogy. There were witnesses that took the stand in OJ, and, you know, there seems to be the thought of let's just put the screws on this thing and get as little out there as we can. And, you know, if it all leads back to Biden, then so be it. I don't really think he's my ideal candidate, you know, either.
No, Mark,
you know, I think we need to.
You and I agree. If it were me making decisions, I would want all of them to testify. Personally, Dave Glover, I would like to hear from everyone, and I don't think it would go well for the president, but he does get to invoke the privilege. Ken, go ahead.
Well, you know, let's inject them all solely in penance, so I don't have a problem with that one, but here's why I do have a problem. Please state the crime. Here's the deal. The president utilized his authority to withhold money, okay? He said, "Hey, I'm going to hold it up. I don't care what the reason is, really. If you can't hold money up because you believe there's corruption, that's my money he's holding up. That's your money he's holding up. I'm not sure what he did. State the crime for me. Just state the crime,
Mark,
and then
go ahead.
Prove it.
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, I'll state the crime, and I don't think it's too far of a stretch, and that would be extortion. I mean, you're withholding money that was going to be going to Ukraine." In order for them to institute an investigation into somebody who he thought was more than likely going to be his opponent in the election. If they want to investigate Biden, then so be it. Investigate Biden. I don't really have any problem.
I've got an attorney on the air with me. Extortion. If you do not do this and give me money, then I'm going to prosecute you. That's extortion. Okay? He wasn't extorting Ukraine.
Right, he was saying, I'm not going to give you this unless you do it.
I'm sorry,
same
that's
different.
Not extortion.
Then it would be a quid pro quo.
That's not extortion. You need to. I'm sorry, I'm not an attorney, but I know when I have been extorted, okay, and I can tell you about it. So I know what extortion is, and what Trump did to the Ukrainians, it's not extortion.
It's extortion.
It's extortion.
I'm not an attorney either, but it's extortion.
Thank you, guys. Great job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. 5:30 DGS 97.1 FM Talk. What a show.
What a show.
Lively debate. My mom's bikini photos up.
Yep.
Goat with a human face.
Yep.
Dipping your balls in soy sauce.
Yep.
Impeachment.
Man, we've covered it all today.
What else do you want?
I thought Mark and Ken's argument was very interesting.
I didn't know you wouldn't have Gary Johnson on.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding.
I didn't know that was the reason you didn't vote for him.
No, I didn't. I would have. That was Mark, right?
Yeah.
Mark, I would have loved.
Me too.
To have voted for Gary Johnson.
I'm a libertarian.
He just acted like a dummy.
He grabbed his tongue and talked, and he had a haircut like a baby bird.
Yeah. Man, I wish we could go to the libertarian convention.
Yeah. Amen.
This year. That'd be fun.
I would love to go to the libertarian. I mean, I'm a libertarian. I couldn't support Gary Johnson. He was such a bad candidate.
No, I just thought Mark and Ken's conversation was so interesting.
That was my whole point in 2016 of how bad the candidates were.
It was such a cool conversation because it's like Mark and Ken can agree. They can agree on what happened, but what they can't agree on is the intention behind it. Mm-hmm. So when you can agree on the same series of events and you're trying to prove intention, like, it's on the prosecution at that point to find proof of what was behind the actions. And what we've said is we're open to the truth. We just haven't seen the smoking gun evidence of, bam, Donald Trump said to me, this is for da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you, I'm sorry to the people who don't think that you do need that kind of evidence, but you do.
The Democrats.
You can't just have a bad feeling and take someone out of office. You can't just have a bad feeling and send someone to prison.
Or just not
you
like
have
somebody.
To be able to prove it.
Or just not like somebody and get and kick them out of office.
And the we're all totally open to show us. I would love to see the proof behind it. We just haven't seen it yet. We just haven't.
Democrats haven't proven their case. And if the Republicans would have done this same thing to Barack Obama, I would be
just saying the same thing
as vehemently against the process as I am now.
And people can disagree because there are legal standards and then there are personal standards.
Right.
And so if Martin's standard or my son Nick's standard or Mark's standard there is, I think they've met my burden of proof, that's cool. You get to have that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's very different than a legal standard. And I get it. You're going into a jury that are obviously partisan. The Democrats are partisan. The Republicans are partisan. It's probably going to go along party lines. I get why that's so frustrating. It's my government, too.
That's why you need something stone cold to change anyone's mind.
And whether it's, again, we keep saying like Trump or Obama or Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, if it was a president I hated, just loathed, I would still say this is the ultimate nuclear option. It better be cold, dead case. The same way that Pelosi said, and I'm not being like a typical Republican pundit, like, well, Pelosi said this and this and this, but she was right when she said to impeach a president, it should be bipartisan. It should be the kind of thing that most of the Senate says, this sucks, but I got to vote against my guy. It shouldn't be just along party lines.
Well, but unfortunately, we've turned it into the Super Bowl, so that's what it is.
And
it's all about wanting your team to win.
And I'm not sure when we'll get back to people being independent on either side. And for my Democrat friends out there, if you think that it would be any different if it were reversed, you're not being intellectually honest. If this were Obama and it was Benghazi or it was Fast and Furious, the Democrats would have circled the wagons and gone along party lines. It's just the way it is.
And it says so much about our society that if you want to stand there and go like, yep, it smells fishy to me, where's the evidence that puts the nail in the coffin? By saying that last sentence, you're somehow carrying water for Trump and just rooting for him no matter what. I just want to be fully convinced. I don't want just a bad feeling to be the reason why we kick a president out of office. And I don't think that makes me a bad person. I don't think that makes me a Republican. I think it means that I'm someone who cares about facts and evidence. I'm all for bringing whatever witnesses in you want. I want everybody
again,
to testify.
It's the difference. I hope I don't sound like I'm patting people on the head or talking down to them. I don't mean to be like that. It is the difference between personally and legally. I've been in so many trials where either I was able to keep something out because I was smarter than the other attorney, or the other attorney was able to keep something out because they were smarter than me, and we both knew the truth. Like, we both knew this piece of evidence would turn the jury. But because of the rules of evidence, it didn't come in. I've been on the short end of the stick. I've been on the good end of the stick. And personally, I would love to see Mick Mulvaney come in and Bolton. I don't want to hide them. I want to hear from them. I want to know, like Mark, the investigator, I want to know what happened. But that's personal. And that doesn't rule the day. What rules the day is the law.
Yeah.
And under the law, the president gets to say, until a court says, Nixon said, all of this is covered by executive privilege. And it went to the courts, and the Supreme Court said, no, it's not. You have to produce this and this and this. And then he said, I'm out of here. and he got on Marine One, and he flew off. So if they took the time, I get why they don't have the time, because we have another election coming up. But if they took the time and went through the courts, there's some chance that the Supreme Court would say, no, President Trump, this guy's not covered by this. And here's what should happen. In a true court of law, you have something called a proffer. And what happens is everyone leaves the room and the witness comes on and testifies in front of the judge. And the judge says, now that I've heard your testimony, I'm going to allow this in, but not that. That's what should happen, is they should clear everything except for the lawyers and Justice Roberts. I know I'm fantasizing here, but it really should happen where they bring all these witnesses in, Mulvaney and Bolton. They tell their story, and then he rules on whether that should be admissible or not. That's what happens in the real world. And I think that's fair.
I feel you.
Because not everything that they have to say is going to be protected.
You were talking about how the Senate is for the grown-ups and the House is like the meh.
Yeah.
Am I wrong, or is the Senate seem so much nicer on TV than the House does?
It is. It always.
It's beautiful.
It is. No, I've been to both, and they're both impressive, but mm-hmm. It's the lower chamber and the upper chamber.
It's cool how they're in the same building.
It's way, like, the class, it's way easier to be elected to the House of Representatives. It's not a cakewalk, but it's way easier than to be elected
spots.
To Senate.
Yeah.
Because very few people go from being a representative to being the president, either in the Senate or being a governor or having a game show.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. A few minutes shy of 6 p.m. DGS. So Annie carried almost all of the hearings during her show because it was just getting warmed up. Look, I'd love nothing better than to carry all this and sit back and buy things on eBay, but it's just what's going on right now. Do you guys agree? It's just kind of boring.
Oh, yeah.
They just keep saying the same things over and over again. So they're really just fighting over how they're going to fight over the next couple of weeks.
I mean, they're still in the phase of making the rules for the trial.
Yes.
This isn't even like opening statements.
No.
This is
and no one's gonna suck.
The rules
is that their opening statements are gonna be this.
Yeah, yeah, you're exactly right. Because they are kind of making all of their opening statements now.
Yes,
as a way to say this is why the rules need to be
by the way that they are arguing for the rules is by making their opening statements.
Yeah, exactly.
And then starting tomorrow or the next day, they'll make their opening statements.
No, not tomorrow. Not tomorrow.
Tonight.
No, because this part of the process, they get 24 hours to do what they're going to do, but not 24 hours like one day, like 24 hours.
Right, over two days.
Under Clinton, they split it up into four eight-hour days. Mitch McConnell says we're doing two 12-hour days. So I think tomorrow is going to be a whole lot like today. I could be wrong about that because they could get it done faster than that. But, yeah, they could still be doing this part of it tomorrow. They did it for 4 days during the Clinton part.
Just a little
Clinton
inside baseball. We're supposed to be talking to Rodney Boyd right now, but he's talking to the governor.
Yeah.
So he's gonna call us when he's done.
Fine. Jeez.
Put on the back burner,
you know what?
Once again.
There's a whole lot happening in Jeff City right now, too. And none of it's getting talked about because of impeachment, which I get. Impeachment's a bigger story. But whenever this does settle down and we're able to talk about some local stuff.
Go ahead.
The Missouri legislator.
Take it away. Rodney's too busy for us.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of important things being discussed in Jeff City right now. There's some Second Amendment bills that are a big deal. The Hyperloop discussion is very serious. There was a news today out of Jefferson City that St. Louis is one of 10 cities, or I guess the St. Louis, Kansas City proposal, our region, is one of 10 regions that has made it to the second phase of the Hyperloop process. And they're only going to put, they're only going to allow a couple of regions to get first crack at the Hyperloop. So we are one of 10 that are fighting for the right to do this. The next step is to build a test track for the Hyperloop. The test track could cost $300 million.
How long of a track are we talking?
I don't know.
Like 100 yards?
I don't know. So, yeah. So the Hyperloop is already crazy expensive. Something like $28 million a mile. And
what?
Yeah.
I'm a little shy after the... I know it's very different than the loop trolley, but...
Totally
I can't
agree.
Be the only one who's balking at that a little bit.
Yeah, and
totally
we are, agree. And we are. Like I said, we're one of 10 regions fighting for the go ahead to move forward with the Hyperloop technology.
And who's paying for this? Us.
It's a split. There's a lot of private money, but none of it's been. See, that's the thing.
And remind me, at its best, it does what?
Gets from St. Louis to Kansas City in 30 minutes. They say it basically. It basically makes St. Louis and Kansas City one metro area instead of two.
Is it magnetic? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Like 680 miles an hour. It'll make one stop in Columbia.
What?
Yeah. So, 15 minutes to Columbia and then 15 more minutes.
Wow. 15 minutes to Columbia. That's nuts.
And then 15 more minutes to Kansas City. So they say
Mizzou kids would hate that. Like your parents are like, be there in 15 minutes.
There's an area in Texas that is very interested. North Carolina, I think Virginia,
St. Louis, and KC would be a great experiment.
Yeah, and they say it's the perfect setup for a Hyperloop because it needs to be like a straight, flat line.
What if we just did the trolley?
Well, and then there's trolley news today too.
What's that?
Bi-State, aka Metro.
What if we did the Hyperloop between the Missouri?
The History Museum and the Del Mar Loop.
Perfect. What if we...
You can travel back in time it's so fast.
What if we don't have to build the Hyperloop trains because we just use the trolleys?
Yes, and it'll take double the amount of time.
Which are already built.
Right.
We just put the trolleys on the Hyperloop track, and you go 680 miles an hour in a trolley to Kansas City.
Right.
You want to go? Yeah. What are you doing? All right.
Oh, hello, Rodney.
You guys are having way too much fun. And the day that you get in that tube and it sucks you over to Kansas City in a nanosecond, you're gonna look back on this conversation and say, "How did we not understand what was happening?"
I don't appreciate your dirty talk.
I didn't say I was against it.
So did you work my name in with the governor?
Yeah,
you got to get in the tube. It'll suck you over to Kansas City in a nanosecond. And before you even get your Starbucks coffee drink, you'll be in Kansas City to get a refresh, a resale.
So what are the chances we get this?
About the same as you getting a vacation on Mars. It's not out of the purview of possibility, but Elon Musk better do something real fast or you're not going to get that vacation on Mars.
I think Rodney's drunk. Mm-hmm. I think he and Parsons were doing shots.
I'm picturing the governor like, "You tell Glover."
Yeah. You tell
in a nanosecond.
Well, listen, we are still celebrating Sunday, so forgive us, okay? We're still celebrating the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl after almost 50 years.
Yeah, pretty nice. Very cool. Yes. Hey, we're out of time. Do you want to come back at the top of the hour? Want us to call you back?
Yeah, let's come back at the top. I'm going to work on my inner tube thoughts even more.
Okay, buddy. We'll talk to you in about 10. See ya.
Okay. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.